This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show. I've had this guy on my podcast twice, and he is not only a friend and somebody who I continue to learn so much from, he is such a wise, wise soul. Today I am resharing an exclusive training slash tutorial, I suppose I would call it, from my friend Anton Wisbisky. And Anton actually had initially created this for me as part of my very first e-learning program, which I deployed back in 2021, I believe, to my audience on my self-help education brand. And so what you're about to hear is really a mini money masterclass from Anton, walking you through mindset, personal stories, and dozens of golden nuggets of actionable wisdom from someone who has been there and done it. Anton is a workshop facilitator. He's a speaker. He's a consciousness teacher and an entrepreneur. He also published a book last year called Becoming CEO Squared, where he shares the details of his journey from rock bottom to the top. And as Anton walks you through this incredible audio experience over the next hour or so, you'll understand not just the why or the how, but really the essence, the energy, which he was able to summon and to bring to bear in his life and in his businesses, but also how you can do the same and how we can all do the same by stepping into a true abundance mindset, which really is foundational. I almost am at a loss for words to try to describe what you're about to become immersed within for this episode. This is truly a special, special experience that Anton is bringing to us. So I'm republishing this. I had run it before as a video on my YouTube channel, so you may have seen it there, but wanted to bring this piece of gold to you guys once again here on the podcast. And I know that you will gain so much value coming out on the other side of this, thinking, feeling, and indeed becoming a different version of who you are, and exposing your consciousness to this content truly has the potential to be life-changing. So I hope you enjoy it. Without further ado, we'll jump right in. Here's Anton Wisbisky taking us through a beautiful and riveting money and abundance masterclass. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Today I'm going to talk to you about money mindset. And before we get into what it really takes to create wealth, to create money, to create abundance in your life, you first have to realize how conditioned you are into believing you are limited, believing that you can't be a millionaire or live the life of your dreams or be completely free. There's a reason why 1% of the population owns 99% of all the wealth. They know something the average person doesn't know. And what most of them understand, and most of it's unconscious, but they're unconsciously competent in knowing their creators and knowing that their thoughts and feelings dictate their entire life. And a lot of them use a word that's kind of looked at as negative, but in my opinion, it's not, is desire or obsession. They're obsessed with wealth. They're obsessed with making money. And there's nothing wrong with making money. And a lot of people have these unconscious things that kind of like repel it because they have all these limiting beliefs around abundance, around rich people, that they're bad, around capitalism, as if it's a negative thing. It's not at all. Money just is an amplifier of who you already are. So if you're greedy already when you're poor, you're going to be greedy when you're rich. And when you're in a place of love and happiness and abundance and feeling good and sharing and giving back when you're poor, that's going to be amplified when you're rich. The only difference is now you'll be able to make more impact because you'll have resources that are limitless in terms of finances. And our planet runs on a monetary system. There is no escaping that. It doesn't matter if you want to run away from the matrix. You're not going to run away from anything because at some point, you're going to need money. That's just the facts. So my thought is, instead of trying to run away from something, why don't we learn how to master it so we don't have to run away from it? The reason I think people want to run away is because they're kind of scared, or maybe it's an unconscious thing where they just want to get out. But there's nothing to get out from. We live in a beautiful world. And if we learn how to master this realm of business and finances and making money, we can influence and inspire and touch the hearts of so many souls across this world. because so many people let money dictate how they feel. They let money dictate what they do. So why not make as much and give as much away as possible? That's really what it's all about in my finding. And I've done some deep journeying to figure it all out, to really see what it's about, and to really create money almost out of thin air. And I know that might sound like kind of like an exaggeration or something that doesn't seem possible, but I'm going to share a few stories with you to show you it is absolutely possible. And I'm nothing special. The only difference between me and the average person watching this is I've just been studying this stuff for over 10 years. I've been studying the mind, the soul, the heart, manifestation, law of attraction, spirituality, all of it for literally 10 years. And I've, because of my willingness to learn and my desire to learn and seek out the truth, I've attracted amazing mentors, both in spirituality and in business. And what I found is that they're one and the same. So there's a lot of people who are out of balance. They may be super spiritually connected, but their finances are totally garbage, or vice versa. They're super wealthy in terms of finances, but then they're a complete asshole and they're completely disconnected from source or from God. So I went on a journey many years ago, but when I was young, at 17 years old, I manifested I think it was $55,000 Mercedes-Benz. And at 17 years old, that is an incredible accomplishment. I was on top of the world. I was making like a couple thousand dollars a month. And for me, that felt like the pinnacle. Obviously, $2,000 a month is not much. It's you know, $24,000 a year. But at that age, it felt really significant. And when I started to learn deeper and go deeper into it, I started wondering, like, why was this happening? And how was I creating this? And I looked around and everyone else was always complaining about finances, always broke, always something. And I didn't really fully know why. I knew the law of attraction was real. I knew I was using my thoughts to influence reality. And I would literally visualize and dream every single night, like what it felt like to ride around in that Mercedes-Benz, how good it's going to be feeling to not have to worry about money, not be a limitation. But then something happened. I lost it all. I like was at the high, and then I lost it all. Car, everything, gone. Income, gone. And as I got older, I actually realized what had happened during that period when I stopped growing. I stopped learning. I stopped becoming. I stopped expanding. And stagnation is a complete illusion. It doesn't exist. You're either growing or you're dying. Show me something in nature that's stagnant, that is just stable across the board. There's nothing. A tree, it's always growing or it's always dying. Us, we're always like physically growing, obviously, but mentally, are you growing or are you dying? There's no in between. It's black and white. Look at anything in nature. It all operates off law. So I got off my kind of journey of growing and my income went with it, because what you'll learn is that your income is a direct reflection of you. And if you're in business, your business is a direct reflection of your state of consciousness. Now, if you're saying, well, I'm an employee and I'm just, there's a set amount I'm going to make and that's it, period, I'm here to tell you you're dead wrong. And the truth is, when your attitude is right, the facts don't count. And why is that? It's because we are creators. And we've been tricked and lied by society to believe we're limited, to believe we're not powerful, to believe that we don't have control over our fate. It's bullshit. It's just not the truth. We are in control of our life, and we control our life with our thoughts and feelings every moment of every day. Anything that's ever happened to you was you doing it to yourself. You were creating that. And some people are like, well, I had this horrible situation. Yes, you may have. I've had them too. Part of the spiritual journey is finding the grace in that. And you'll realize on your way that God, the universe, source, whatever you want to call it, infinite intelligence, loved you enough to put you in that situation because it forced you to grow. So why am I even going in this direction? It's because money, spirituality, business, every health, it's all connected. It's all one. And when we start to grasp that we are creators of our reality, it allows us to stop being a victim. It allows us to step up and take control of our energy so that we can take control of our life. So going back to the employee situation, if you're in a position where you're like, I'm an employee, I can't do more than anything that's being presented to me, it's not true. Someone once told me, you have to treat the business as if it's your own, and eventually it will be. And what do they mean by that? They meant that when I was an employee, I worked at the business I was working at, the company I was working at, as if I owned it. And what does that mean? It means I went above and beyond. It means I did way more than I got paid for. And eventually, I got paid way more for anything that I did. It's a law. This is how the world operates. We get what we put out. People hear that all the time, but they don't really know what it means. It's like literally, you sow what you reap, or you reap what you sow, rather. So, what are you sowing? What are you putting out there? How are you operating at your job? Are you coming in doing the bare minimum and just collecting your paycheck? Then that's great. You'll never grow past that. Yeah, you may get a few promotions here and there, but you won't grow quantum, 1,000x, 100x, 10x. It just won't happen. So, let me break this down to you. We live in a world of energy. Everything around us, every single thing you see started as a thought. And what is thought? It's simply energy. It's these waves of energy. So if every single thing from the phone, this camera, this white, everything was someone's thought at first, we literally live in like a thought universe. It's kind of weird to think about. But when you understand that, you can actually start using that to your benefit. And on my journey, where I went wrong was that I thought it was only my thoughts dictating what was happening in my life. As I got older and wiser and found different teachers, I learned that it was the feeling when I was having the thought that made all the difference. The thought is like the signal, it sends it out, but the feeling is what draws the experience back to us. Everyone has probably at some point heard about the law of attraction, and it is absolutely 100% real. Let me go back to my story. When I went from that phase of, having it all from what I thought to losing it all, I hit this weird point. And I was in it for a while, like 3, 4 years, where I just got so fed up. I was so annoyed. I felt like this stuff wasn't real. I felt disconnected. I was angry. I had anxiety. I was depressed. There was all this different stuff I was dealing with. I was working at a job that I absolutely hated. But there was always this little spark in my heart, and maybe you have it too, where I wanted more. I didn't even know quite what it was, but I knew I wanted to be a part of something bigger. Something better, something more magical. And to make a long story short, I essentially attracted an opportunity that allowed me to gain a skill set. Now, what do I mean by that? I had some friends that were doing some amazing things on this planet. They were really, in my opinion, raising the consciousness, which I always was about. I always wanted to help people and see people live better lives. It just was built in me. So I made an offer to them and I just said, listen, I would love to be a part of your guys' mission. I would love to just support you in whatever way I can. So that's what I did. And I didn't get paid a dollar for 2 years. Didn't get $1. I actually had to work another, kind of dead-end job to just support my lifestyle while I was working with them part-time to like be a part of a mission and something bigger. Well, at the time of doing that, I didn't realize how significant that was going to be in my life. In those 2 years, I gained all the skill sets necessary to start what became my own business a few years after that. But in that 2 years, there wasn't a moment where I was like, God, this sucks. I'm not making any money. That was not my mindset. My mindset was, this is eventually going to pay off. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know right now I am doing way more than I'm getting paid for. I was like dedicating my heart and soul to this company, and I was learning so much along the way. And the most important thing I learned was the skill sets that allowed me to start my own social media agency. That, does 7 figures now. So it's crazy to me because looking back, so many people in that circumstance would be like, dude, like after 6 months, I mean, ask yourself, would you still be there after 6 months, not getting a dollar? Yeah, you're having these awesome experiences, you're contributing to a mission, but most people, as soon as money's in the picture or not in the picture, they're out the door. And I really think that's the wrong mindset. Because if you're so clear on where you know you're going, it won't matter if for 6 months, one year, 2 years, you're in a place of uncomfortability where you're kind of like experimenting. So you got to grow beyond that. You got to expand your mindset. And I'm not saying that's absolutely necessary. That was just my personal journey. But it doesn't end there. That was really just the beginning. So once I was working at that company, I eventually worked myself up into a salary-based position, and it was good money at that time. It was enough for me to pay all my bills, be happy, and be a part of something that was, contributing to something more. And then I met a man named Dr. Joe Dispenza. I didn't meet him. I heard of his work, and I started reading his books, and I started doing his meditations. And my life slowly started to change because I really started to understand energy at a whole new level. And I really started to embody the fact that we are creators. And all my teachers taught me this, but the way he broke it down really hit me deep. Like it really pierced me. Like it really felt like truth. So, long story short, after a set of wild coincidences, I found myself at one of his events. And it's a long story, so I'm not going to bore you with the details. But, essentially, I got a free flight, a free hotel, free ticket. It was like $10,000 worth of value, completely for free. And again, that story is a whole nother thing about me bringing value and just wanting to give back and that paying off in an indirect way months later. So I find myself at this event, and I have the most amazing week of my life. I opened my heart again for the first time in many, many years. And during one of the meditations, and something similar I'm going to walk you through at the end of this, I had this experience where I felt zero disconnection from my future. I felt like in my meditation, it was already here. And there was a sense of relief because I was no longer anticipating a future to come. It felt like it was here right now. And what I was seeing in that experience was me working with Joe and spreading his message all across the world because I thought, this is the best kept secret. I mean, this was years ago before Joe was known like he is now. And I was like, this work, this is incredible. This is like the best kept secret. How does not everyone know about this? And in that meditation, I got really excited about the idea of working with him and traveling with him and going all across the world to spread this beautiful work and really be a part of something bigger. And that felt more mission-driven than my current thing I was doing back then. So I felt this connection with my future, and I saw myself traveling all across the world with Dr. Joe, spreading a message of transformation, really, and helping people realize that they are absolutely a creator of their life. I saw this all in my mind. I didn't know him, I didn't know his team, I was just a participant at his event. And the separation between my future and the present moment felt like nothing. It felt like as if it was already done, and I actually knew it was already done. And what happened was, another long story, which I'm sure you'll hear me talk about it in future events and whatnot, is that I believed again in possibility. And I knew what I was seeing and feeling was going to come in. I just knew. It's a knowingness. And that is a faculty in us, intuition, that is not talked about, that people don't even know what it is, but we all have it. And when you get to a place of intuition on your own future, things get really weird. But anyways, long story short, what ended up happening was at the end of the week, the event was over, and just by pure serendipity, I actually got to meet Joe. And I went right up to him, and I told him how I could help him. I told him how I could make his social media more well known, get it out to younger people. I told him how I was just excited and how I loved his work, and he totally felt my sincerity, my generosity, and he made a few comments mentioning like, "Dude, I love your passion, I love your energy. Let's talk." So then I, he to not bore you with all the details, I ended up talking to his team, told them what I can do, how I can help. And this was in December. And everything was great. It was all talk. They told me to email them. We'd set up a call and yada, yada, yada. I was like, great. And like for me, I'm on top of the world because I know it's going to happen. I just know it. I just knew it in my heart and soul. So then I went home, back to California at the time. I went home and I was kind of like asking the universe. I was like, give me a sign that's so clear, that leaves no doubt of what I need to do next. And what I was thinking about was my job I was working at. Because remember, I was now getting paid. I was making, thousands of dollars a month. I was doing decent. But I wasn't happy. And I knew I wanted more. But the people I worked with were like my brothers. Like literally, they were my best friends. And I was like, I felt like I was in that old saying, like stuck, a rock stuck between a hard place. I just didn't know which way to go. Like, do I leave those guys? Do I, go work with Joe. Like, I just knew it was going to happen. So I didn't know what to do. So I asked God, the universe, for help. And as soon as I landed, as soon as I got home, I get a text from my buddies and saying, "Hey, we need to talk." And I could kind of feel the energy, like something was wrong. And keep in mind, I'm working with these guys for like 3 years, never really had any fights or tension. It was all pretty smooth for the most part. Disagreements, of course, in business, but it was really smooth for the most part. Always respectable. We had been through so much with each other. And one of the founders just, we had this call, and it was just like this really aggressive kind of energy. And he was telling me how I had to, go back to doing what I was doing before, and all this stuff that I had had a conversation with those guys, letting them know I'm never doing that type of work again. I feel like I can provide way more value, like, because I had grown into like a different position, and we were working on different projects, and I didn't want to go back to that old stuff. And I made that clear decision with myself. And they were like really aggressive, and they kind of made some comments about me being away at the week-long retreat, just trying to better myself. And I just really didn't resonate with it. I just feel like they didn't have my best interest at heart. And although in the moment that may have been true, they didn't have any bad intentions, and I know that. And we're good friends now, so I don't want to talk bad about people, but this is the true story. And I was just so turned off by the end of it, and I hung up the phone, and I was just like in disgust. And then I was like, wait, holy shit, there's my sign. That's the sign. And it was like the universe was speaking to me, and it was like clear as day in a language I understood. Oh, that means I gotta leave them. And keep in mind, I don't have a lot of money saved. I am living in California. My rent is like $1,500 a month, which is a lot back then. And I have no plan. I have literally maybe $500 saved to my name, maybe 1,000. And I don't even think it was 1,000, but it wasn't a lot. And again, I'm about to walk away from my income for something that isn't, if you're looking at the 3D kind of reality, not really guaranteed. So if I jump from these guys, I'm not going to have enough money to pay my rent next month. But I followed the breadcrumbs from the universe. I called them back, and I just told them I love them, and that our time has come to an end. And I hung up the phone, and I felt so excited. I didn't feel scared. There was a little bit of fear creeping in, because I was like, holy shit, what if it doesn't work? So for the first time in my life, and I shit you not, because I've been a hustler and a workhorse my whole life, for the first time in my life, I had nothing to do. I had nothing to do, nowhere to go, no place to be. I didn't have any work. And I said, I'm done. I didn't even give him 2 weeks. I was like, I'm done. Done, period, boom. And that went with my paycheck. But what I had was hope. What I had was possibility. What I had was this potential opportunity with Joe. And I knew I could help him because I gained the skill sets from working with those guys. So what did I do? I didn't hear back from them for weeks. Weeks, and I was getting a little nervous. But every single day, I worked through those nerves, those fears, those doubts, those skepticism in my meditations. And all I did was focused on the future of what's to come. And I got into the feeling of what it's going to be like when I'm traveling the world, making a bunch of money, doing what I love, and being a part of something way bigger than myself. And that just lit me up. That got me so excited. And here's another thing, is that years prior, working up to that moment, I had been focusing on a dollar amount that I wanted. 9,000. $9,000 a month seemed like a million a month for me when you're only making a couple thousand. It just seemed like, all right, if I can hit six figures, I'm good. And I had been focusing on that for many, many years. I had been really, really trying to like obsess about that number. Like when I would think about like something I want to manifest, it would be that 9,000. And it almost became like second nature, like 9,000, 9,000, 9,000 a month. Like if I could just have 9,000 a month, what would that feel like? What would I do? What kind of car would I have? What way would I live? Would I look at the menu from the right side to the left side? Or would I look at it from the left side and just get it from there? The food I wanted without looking at the price because it didn't matter anymore. And that was something I thought about for many, many years. And okay, let's fast forward again. Now I'm at that 3 week period, not hearing anything from Joe or his team. And I found out it was because it was the holidays. He was with his family. He was doing his own thing. He wasn't really working on business. And then something beautiful happened, and I got a phone call, and it changed my life forever. And essentially, I went from making virtually nothing to $9,000 a month overnight, working with my hero, my mentor, my greatest teacher, one of them. And I was just ecstatic. But before that happened, I had to see it in my mind. I had to know it in my heart. And I had to not let the environment dictate how I felt, dictate what I believed was possible. Because here's another part of the story I didn't tell you. I too went home for the holidays. I didn't find this out until January. During Christmas, I'm telling my family how I got this awesome new opportunity, how I'm working with this guy named Joe Dispenza, how I'm making all this money. I'm telling all my friends. I hadn't even talked to their team yet. The only conversation that had took place before that was the one at the event. And, you know, people talk and there was nothing guaranteed. But I was creating it. And I was putting myself on the line. And I was like, if I'm telling my family this, like, I better believe it to be true. And in doing that, it's an energy of, like, knowingness. Of, like, I know it's done. I don't care what the environment tells me. I don't care how much money is in my bank account. I know this is done. I just know it. So come January 1, I actually had to borrow money for rent. I had to borrow money for rent because I didn't have enough. But shortly after, this came in. And it changed everything. Because after this happened, slowly, or not slowly, in 3 to 6 months, this happened again. And again. And I started working with all these different people paying me a lot of money. This is per month. And it really started to avalanche in a good way. But what changed? Nothing. In the 3D world, nothing changed. My skill set was the exact same. I was doing the exact same thing. I was at that other job, but this time it was just, I knew the value of it and I believed in myself more. I didn't let people dictate my worth. I dictated my worth. I felt my services were worth $9,000 a month. Now, some people couldn't afford that, but that's okay. Those are still good numbers. And I just went for it. I believed bigger. I didn't let anybody tell me what I was worth. I dictated what I was worth. And that 9,000 number has followed me everywhere. And it's like I really do feel in those 2 to 3 years of not having any money, just focusing on 9,000. First it was 9,000 a month, and then it was 9,000 a week. Soon it's going to be, you know, hopefully 9,000 a day eventually. But I obsessed. I opened my heart. I believed. I dreamed in possibility. I knew that I'm a creator and you are a creator. You create everything in your life, from your health to your money, everything, success, relationships, everything. It's a reflection of you. It's an extension of your mind. So how big can you dream? And more importantly, how great can you feel while you dream that dream? Because that's what's going to create it. And if you were to like try to frame out how this was going to happen, you could have never predicted it. It was unpredictable. And when you look at the quantum model of reality, if you can predict what's going to happen next, you're not creating from the quantum. You're creating from your will. You're creating from like matter to matter stuff. You're not creating from energy. And when you create from energy, you get blessed with abundance and then a little bit more. And it's always a little bit better than you think. And that's the beauty of the mystery of this reality. So, I wanted to share that all with you before we even got into what you need to do, because the story really tells you what you need to do. That is the formula. You have to get a desire for what you want. And you got to get super clear on how much you want to make. Some people say, well, I just want to make more money. What does that mean? Okay, here's a quarter. You have more money. You got to get clear. What do you want? What do you really want? Like, what's that burning desire in your soul? Is it 10,000 a month? 10,000 a week? Now, here's the thing. Some people can't go from 2,000 a month to 10. It's too big of a jump, and they don't believe it's possible. That's okay. Success breeds success, so sometimes you just need a little jump first, 2 to 3. And then you can maybe make yourself believe, all right, if I did 2 to 3, I can definitely get 6. And you work yourself up that way. But before you even get there, you have to know it's possible. You have to know that your circumstances do not dictate what you can have, because you're creating it. So, abundance is a choice. Abundance is a decision. You can be in complete happiness, bliss, feel wealthy without having anything in your 3D world. And if you can do that, you're going to bring it into your 3D world. And it's going to come in a way you can never, ever, ever, ever predict. And if you can predict it, you're not creating. Again, like I said. So my question to you is, what do you want? And then, what do you really want? And then, what do you really, 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 really want? And that's what you need to focus on. And the second part of this is, okay, you have what you want. And maybe take a second to write it down. How much money do you want to make? It doesn't matter what the vehicle is of the job. That's not what I'm talking about. How much do you want right now? What would change your life? What would make a difference in your life if you had a specific number? Let's just call it 10,000 a month. What car would you be driving? What clothes would you be wearing? How would you be feeling? Like, knowing that, like, literally money doesn't dictate anything you do. Where would you go? How would you give back? Would you send your family on a vacation? Would you, you know, give your family money, or someone you love? Would you give back to charity? What would you do? And once you have that, then we can go to the next step. But so many people, you ask them, what do you want? Like, what do you really want in life? What do you want to do? And they tell you all the things they don't want. They say, like, well, you know, I don't want to be broke. No, you should say, I want to be wealthy. I want to have $1 million a year. You know, maybe you don't want that. Maybe you just want 500,000 and that's enough for you. And that's fine too. And maybe $1 million, not enough. Maybe you want 50 million. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. This formula is the same throughout. But you got to get clear on what you want. So many people say, what kind of relationship you want? Well, you know, I don't want her to be, or him to be, you know, lazy, overweight. I don't want them to be broke. I don't want them to be disconnected spiritually. That's telling you everything you don't want. What do you want? See that little nuance there? It's so subtle, but that's the difference between positive and negative. It's very subtle. 1 inch, maybe smaller, 1 centimeter. So you got to get super clear and start dreaming again. Because when you do that, you like turn on the potential inside of you. You turn on your quantum abilities to literally change your life overnight. And then you're going to be challenged. Because as soon as you make up your mind that you want something different, that you're going to live a new way, that you're going to do something big, that you're going to go for it, you're challenged. And sometimes you're challenged beyond what you think you can handle. And that's how you grow. Because there's that threshold where it's like you're here and you're like, oh man, and that new you comes with new problems. But those new problems are really opportunities, and it forces you to grow. And then you go here. And then there's problems that meet that level. And it's like, all right, well, you can either retract and go back, or you got to get bigger and grow and expand. And that's the journey of life and how I have found it. So what do you want? Dream again. Write it down. Get clear. Take 3 to 5 minutes. Put on some good music. And then I'll meet you back here for step 2. So in order to create money, in order to manifest the life of your dreams, in order to break free of the programming from the matrix, number one, you have to realize you're a creator. And number two, you have to move closer back to your own soul. Now, a lot of people have no idea what that means, but at our essence, we're perfect. At our essence, we're pure energy. At our essence, we're pure love. And we're complete freedom. There's no fear. And we're in our true essence. That's why when people are in a higher vibration, such as love, inspiration, happiness, joy, that's an expression of what we truly all are deep down beyond the programming. So on my journey, and when my life really started to change, it was when I started to understand energy, when I started to understand that we can literally change our actual physical vibration to match our goals, to match potentials, to match frequencies. So I'm going to make this really poorly illustrated drawing just to break down the point to make it as simple as possible. So here's you. And let's say you have a goal of you want to make, you know, $10,000 a month. We'll call that this, 10,000, 10K. And then there's another, I guess, layer or frequency of possibility. We'll call that 20K. And then, you know, we'll call this soulmate. Because it's all the same. It doesn't matter what it is, what the goal is, it is simply a frequency. It is simply energy. It is simply a potential. Now here's you. And all you have to do is match energetically to the potential you want. That's literally it. Now you're gonna say, okay, well, how do I do that? You have to get in resonance or in harmony with the vibration of yourself compared to that goal. So what a lot of people try to do is they try to like just manifest and think positively. That's not going to create this. You have to literally become the characteristics of what it's going to take in order to manifest that level of money. And sometimes you already have the characteristics. You just have to realize and believe and see your self-worth in having those potentials, those abilities inside of you. Because the person that makes 20K a month and the person that makes 10K a month or the person that makes 1K a month, 2K a month, 3K, all money is a direct reflection of the amount of value you bring to the world. More value equals more money, period, end of story, no more discussion. You are paid in direct proportion to how much value you bring to the marketplace and how easily you can be replaced. If you can be replaced really easily, your job's not that valuable. But if you can provide a service or a product or something that brings and enriches the lives of people, you're going to be paid more. So back to this. Your soulmate is on a vibration, on a specific frequency. In order to attract them, you have to become the very person that matches their energy. So if you want somebody who is completely free in their expression, you better be completely free in yours. If you want somebody who's happy, you better be happy. Because if you're not going to really attract the one that's best fit for you. The one that matches what I call your soul's blueprint, which is a whole different topic. So let's get back to the money, because that's what this topic is. But the reason I threw this example in there is because it's all the same. Remember what I said in the beginning? Health, finances, spirituality, business, impact. It's all one. There's no separation between any of these. It is just a frequency. It's a level of vibration. Most people don't really grasp is energy. You ask the average person what energy is, they don't really have a good answer for you. They don't really understand it. You know why? They've never had a direct experience with it. They've never really experienced energy. Most people haven't. They may have experienced states of being, such as this guy here. I would say, you know, maybe he's anxious, he's disempowered, he's in fear, he's depressed, he is sad, you know, all these different negative states of being. And this guy may become this guy once in a while, where he's like super happy and he's like got this expanded energy. But what happens is this guy here waits for life to give him a reason to feel happy. He waits for the experiences in his life to dictate how he's feeling. I mean, most people, all people, live their life like this. The few who don't, and they actually change their energy first, they have a totally different experience of life. Because instead of living here, they live here. They live in this expanded state of being. And when bad shit happens, sometimes they fall to that, but they don't stay there. They have a process to get them back here. They have a process to change their energy. They have the ability to take charge of their life. When I learned how to change energy, like I said, my income literally took off. I didn't gain any more skills. Nothing changed. Nothing changed in my external world. I didn't learn more things. I didn't read more books. I changed from within. I shifted the energy and boom, because my field was expanded, I was able to get new results. So this guy here, obviously everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to make money. Everyone wants to be successful. Everyone wants to find their soulmate. But this little field around his body dictates his results. So let's say he's at $3,000 a month and he's in an okay job, but he's definitely not happy. He definitely is not fulfilled. He's definitely not living an extraordinary life. He's just kind of average, you know, where most people live. If this guy learned how to simply expand his energy, when you expand your energy, you start tapping into new results that match your frequency. The field becomes expanded, and with that expanded energy gives you new results. I'm like a horrible drawer and my handwriting is awful as well, but you get the idea. So many people are like, all right, I got to go build the business. I got to go do the thing. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. And they never actually just expand their energy. They never actually just become something more. And that's the secret to it all. Because when you reach this frequency, this expanded field in your body, all it is an elevated feeling. I mean, we've all seen people or been around people where you're like, you meet them and all of a sudden, like, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, you meet them and you just start to feel happy. You just start to like feel joyous. That is because their field is totally expanded. They're radiating energy. They're not consuming it with fear, doubt, and worry. So it's not so small. It's expanded and that's palpable. You can literally feel it in people. You can literally walk, like there's a certain energy people carry. You're like, wow, what are you doing? Or there's just so much love when you just like shake their hand or give them a hug. It's like, you feel it. So to expand your energy, what do you do? Most people have no idea what to do. They don't have a process to shift. And this is how they live their life. They go from here. They have a process. Maybe they do one breathwork meditation. Maybe they read a book. Maybe they feel moved by a piece of art. Maybe they get a raise and they go here temporarily. Maybe they live there for 5 minutes. Maybe they live there for 5 days. But then something happens in their life and they go back here. And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, they meet someone they like and maybe it's like a connection and they feel like they can have a relationship. Boom, expanded, feeling good. Oh my gosh, I'm on fire. And then something else happens where they get in a car accident. Let's say no one was hurt, but obviously you're going to feel unexpanded with that. But here's the problem. People get stuck here and they let things in their life, the pandemic's a great example. They let things in their life dictate everything they're going to feel. They let the pandemic give them a reason to live in fear. They let their boss give them a reason to feel sad or anxious. And they never take charge as a leader because they don't know how to work with energy. So, you know, I'll give you an example. So in my business, you know, it's a very successful social media company. Last month, I think it was last month, maybe it was the beginning of this month, you know, in the last 30 days, I decided to part ways with my largest client. Okay. He's paying me $10,000 a month. That's a lot of money to part ways with. And when I decided to do it, I came from this place. You don't leave $10,000 a month coming from this place. Because if you're doing that, you're leaving from fear. I was leaving from love. Because I felt this person just didn't really resonate with my values. And I don't have to get into the details. I still respect them. But I told them, I don't work like this. You are not going to treat me and my staff like this. I don't care how much money you're paying me. I'm going to go. Now, if I wasn't where I am now, I would never do that. I would do whatever it takes to keep that client. And like, if he was an asshole or there were things that I did wrong or he did wrong, I wouldn't care. I would figure it out. I would do whatever it took to make sure I'm keeping that money. That's a little bit of a restricted energy. It's like some scarcity. Because if I really believe I am in this frequency, and let's call this expanded, let's call it abundance, let's call it love, let's call it gratitude, let's call it empowered, let's call it joy, let's call it freedom, awe, wonder, I wouldn't be scared to walk away. If I'm truly operating from abundance and I know I'm abundant, then I know by leaving somebody who's paying me $10,000 a month, who doesn't align with me energetically in terms of values, that's going to open the door for something so much bigger, for something so much more magical, for something that's going to align with me here. Because this guy, although I respect him, he was here and he was trying to bring me there with him. And that's what most people do, unfortunately, because they don't know better. They're not in their truth. This is fear. This is doubt. This is worry. This is scarcity. This is love. This is abundance. This is unlimitlessness. So what happens? I part ways with this guy. And of course, I'm human. There was parts of me of like, fuck, that was not a good business decision. I'd be there for like 5 minutes. I'd be like, you know what? No, it was. It's the right thing to do. If money wasn't in the equation and someone treated you like an asshole, I would hope you have the courage and the self-worth to be like, you know what? We just don't jive. And of course, people are human. People get stressed and they say things they don't mean. This wasn't that scenario. This was very different. But what I knew to be true in those moments of fear, my head was getting in fear. My heart would never. My heart continuously told me, you know what? It's going to be fine. And I'm not one to like, if something happens in my business, I'm not one to just snap and be like, all right, I gotta cut away the employees. I don't live like that. I'm loyal to my team. They're loyal to me. So as a business owner, I go, okay, I gotta expand. I gotta either bring more business in, or better yet, I gotta become and feel as if I already have the business done, as if I have not just $10,000 a month gone. That $10,000 a month gone left room for a new client who's gonna pay me $20,000 a month. Or maybe a few clients who I align with more energetically that are each going to pay me, you know, 6 to 8, and you get 3 or 4 of those, boom, you're making way more than the other dude was paying you. So what did I do? Of course, like I said, there was moments of doubt, but then I just kept going to this place internally, working on my energy, making sure I'm staying in an expanded state. And then I was like, what do I do? Like, what do I do? Because, you know, weeks are going by. And then I just made the decision. I'm going to do something totally different than what I would normally do in the past. If you want something different, you have to get a different result. So in the past, if things didn't go my way or something felt like I was losing, I would go and I would attack. I would go and I would attack clients or prospects, or I would start like going crazy on my emails, trying to like get some leads or whatever it was. But this time I did something different. And I was just like, I'm going to work on my energy. I'm going to raise my frequency. I'm going to live here. Yeah, the situation doesn't feel good, but I have the tools. I have the know-how to go against that programming, to go against those fears, those doubts, those what ifs, and just go for it anyways. And although nothing's happening in my world, nothing's happening, there's no leads, I am not going to live here. And that's what I told myself. I am not going to drop into fear. I am not going to start you know, saying, letting people go. I am not going to do that. I'm going to live here. So that's what I did literally for just a few weeks. What happened? A few weeks later, I'm beyond it at this point. I'm not even thinking about it anymore because I'm in such an elevated state. I couldn't even care to think about it because just the thought of it is almost funny now. It's like, of course that makes sense now. But what happened was I joined this group of people who play the game at a way higher level. And when I joined the group, it wasn't to, I didn't have anywhere in my awareness of like, oh, I'm joining this group to grow my business. That's not what the awareness was. I had this experience during a meditation where I saw why I had to join this group. And the reason for it is because I knew it was going to elevate me to new heights. And this is like a mastermind group. It's very expensive, $85,000. So I just lost $10,000 a month. Now I'm spending $85,000. My accountant's like, dude, what are you doing? And I'm like, no, I just need to do this. Don't even know why. It just feels like I need to do this. I am getting an energetic pull to this group and I've been contemplating it for a few years. And I think now is the time. So I pulled the trigger and I did it. And literally, again, I wasn't thinking this is going to bring in so many leads. This past 2 weeks, or week rather, and going into next week, I have so many leads for my business, more than I could ever imagine of people in that group that want to work with me, because I can bring, me and my team can bring them value. And I had a few calls already, and it looks like, and these may not be the people, I have so many other leading to it, but I'm telling you guys before it actually happens, because I know it's going to happen, I'm going to have 2 to 3 people paying me $10,000 a month easily, just from this group. And I got like so inspired by that, which is like what inspired me to do this class with you guys. And you know, everyone's situation is unique, but I hope you can see yourself in my story. Where is your reality showing you to be fearful, to be scared, to be doubtful, to be this guy? That's your challenge. That's your opportunity to step up and grow, to step up and expand beyond what your environment tells you. And it's hard. This is not easy. This is mastery. I mean, this takes 5 minutes to learn and literally a lifetime to master, because it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. It's an everyday thing. And we all forget. I forget. I go unconscious. But then I always remember. And I always come back to this guy. And I usually live in this guy. This is me now. And this is my sometimes. This is my all the time, not vice versa, where most people live. This is their all the time. And this is their sometimes. But again, don't wait for life to give you a reason to feel good, to give you a reason to feel inspired, to give you a reason to dream. During those like 2 week period where I was like kind of in this weird, like, all right, I'm just going to work on my energy. I'm going to like just raise my frequency. I'm just going to keep expanding despite what the situation tells me. And then spent $85,000, like logically makes no sense. Even telling you guys, it's almost funny to me. But I know it matters. I know it works. So what did I do? And this is so important. You have to have a dream of where you want to go in life. I know it sounds so basic and simplistic. Everyone says it. But I really do believe every single person has this deep down desire that is greatness, that really makes no logical sense to maybe themselves or even the people in their lives. I was talking with this guy yesterday. This is such a great example. Multimillionaire, super successful, had like the spiritual awakening, sold his Ferrari and his mansions. And for a few years, he's been coaching people and like teaching people, you know, how to create abundance and success. And I was having a conversation with this guy and we started talking. And it turns out this guy loves puppets, like puppets, literally. And he's like, you would never think he's an artist, but he's a total artist. And he loves making people laugh through this puppets and through this stuff. And I'm telling, and he's kind of in a rut in his business right now. He just doesn't feel inspired. He doesn't feel good. He doesn't feel like he used to feel. And I'm like, dude, Simon, I'm like, bro, you're telling me about this puppets and you're lighting up like a little kid. Like, you are so jazzed. He was making me excited just with his excitement. And I was like, what, dude, you got to follow this passion, man. And he's like, well, I don't know how I'm going to monetize it. I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter. I was like, just start putting energy into that. Make a social media for those puppets. Start building a brand around these puppets. Start, you know, talking to people about these puppets. I was like, does anyone you work with know you're this passionate about puppets? He's like, no, it's kind of like my own secret. And I'm like, dude, that is your dream. Follow it. Just take a step towards it. And for me, what I was doing during this time was I was just thinking in my head. I was thinking, what do I want? What's my future? Where do I know I'm going? And when there would be times of doubt where that like creeped in, like contraction, like, oh shit, how am I going to do this? That $10,000 a month is gone, blah, blah, blah. I would just think of my future. Where am I going? Who am I becoming? How am I going to touch the lives and souls of so many people to show them how to do this? And that just instantly changed my state. And I'm like in a totally new place. And I would like be walking and I was like, all right, if I feel any level of contraction, I'm going to imagine myself on a stage with 2,500 people in the audience, me just touching their hearts and souls and helping them become the best versions of themselves. And next thing I know, I'm like in the experience, like it's nothing's happening in my life, but in my mind, it's like there. And I'm like feeling so expanded and so grateful and so alive and nothing's happening in my world. And now a few weeks later, I have all these leads, all the money's going to come in. I'm not even worried about it. But more important than that is that skill set of being so in control of your energy is something nobody can take away from you. This is how you raise your frequency. This is how you access the law of attraction. Because what supersedes the law of attraction is the law of vibration. Everything vibrates. If you zoomed in on this whiteboard and got to the nitty-gritty particles of it, it's empty space. It's energy. Literally everything, this camera, even us. So if everything's energy, and you go down to the nitty gritty of it, what if you could influence that energy? What if you could raise the frequency of that energy? Then you're accessing the law of attraction. But you can't get there without understanding the law of vibration, which is everything I just explained to you and all the stories and this. This is the law of vibration. This person is vibrating at a higher level than this person, and that is why they got the results. And let's take me, for example. Yeah, the last month or so, I've been going back and forth a little bit because I had a challenge, like I said. Most people who live here, when they have a challenge, they go here, but then they automatically go back there. But most people live here, and they wait for life to tell them a reason to feel this, and then they go back there eventually. So you got to take control of your vibration. You have to have a process to raise your frequency, and you have to do it every single day. And when you start living from this expanded place, this is where your results live. They live in your frequency. They live in your vibration. Like I said, we're all equal as souls. The difference between the person that makes a lot of money and the person that makes a little bit of money is their energy. Period. End of story. Like, I'm going to go back again. When I started my business, the skill sets I had for my own business was no different than the skill sets I had on the job I was working at before I started my own business. I was making $2,000 a month working as an employee with the same exact skill sets, the same exact skill sets. Nothing changed in terms of like my abilities to serve somebody in terms of social media. Nothing changed, not one thing. The only thing that changed was my energy, was my vibration, was my ability to believe, my ability to feel inspired, expanded in gratitude, in love, and want to contribute to something bigger. At my job, I didn't feel like I was expanded. I didn't feel like I was making a difference. I didn't even believe my skill sets were valuable. That's because I was in a diminishing energy. My energy field was small. And when your energy field is small, you don't see possibility. You see limitation. You see through the lens of fear. That's what this pandemic is all about. How can we get as many people as possible to live in fear? And after the pandemic's gone, there's going to be something else. There's a saying in journalism, if it bleeds, it leads. What does it mean? these companies make money off people who click on their ads, who click on their articles that has a fear-based headline. And the social media companies understand that triggers a certain response in you. And now you're not just letting life events get you here. You're letting your cell phone get you there. That is not the formula. That is not the way. So many people are like, well, how do I increase my income? How do I increase my income? How do I increase my income? I'm like, the money's already around you. You just can't see it because you're here and you need to expand to here and here. Then you'll start to see clearly. You know, it's that old song, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Love that song because it's true. What is he saying in there? Eliminate the fear every day. Have a process to move into an elevated state of being. And if I promise you, if you live like this for 90 days, just say, you know what? For 90 days, I'm going to do whatever it takes to raise my energy at the beginning of my day. And I have meditations you guys can use for free on my YouTube or past breathwork stuff you guys all have access to. I'm just going to do it for, or maybe 90 is too much to start. Start with 30. But what you really need to do is focus on how you feel. Focus on getting here every single day in life. And as soon as you decide, I'm going to live in a beautiful state, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go do whatever it takes to raise my frequency. Boom. Life's going to be like, no, you're not. Here's your challenge. And that's exactly what it is. It's not a problem. It's a challenge. It's an obstacle. What it really is, though, is an opportunity. Because if life is challenging you in terms of your energy, you should want to challenge life back and step up and be like, fuck, I have no idea how this is going to work out, but I don't need to know how. What I need to know is I got to maintain the energy of this vessel, because when I do that, I access the law of attraction. I access laws beyond the physical world, and it influences everything in your life, from your relationships, interactions, just people you meet in the world. You start matching with people on a different frequency, just like I did in that group. That group has some big time players and they want to work with me. And I want to work with them. I'm like, what do you guys know? I'm not in that business. I want to learn more. So it's like this beautiful exchange. And this has happened all throughout my life, but I'm just talking current kind of times just to give you a clear example. So don't let these times, because I know they're uncertain, but don't let them dictate you. The greatest thing I learned from Joe is, like, a true master, they create their life. They live here no matter what, every day. And you're going to fall from grace. And the key is not to beat yourself up. The key is to have awareness. All right, I'm not in a good place. You got to be honest with yourself. What am I going to do to get out of that place? But here's the kicker. When you're in a bad place vibrationally, you cannot see possibility. You literally can't. Because your brain is looking for fear to help you survive. It's a survival gene built inside of us, always on guard, scanning the environment to see what the next threat is. So if you're in a bad vibration and you intellectually know, okay, I have to shift my vibration, your body and mind are going to be like, well, you don't know how to. You don't have the process. But then if you can catch yourself in that awareness and be like, no, monkey mind. All right, I know what you're saying, but we're going to do it anyways. I don't want to breathe right now. Well, we're going to do it anyways. And then what will happen, and I know you all have experienced this, by the end, you feel like a completely different person. You feel totally alive. You feel totally passionate. You feel totally excited. You feel grateful. You cannot be in fear and gratitude simultaneously. It just doesn't work. So that's the trick. That's the key. That's the formula. That's the process.
That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.